All right, joining us on KNBR 680, he is an outfielder in the Giants system here, and that is Roger Kieschnick. Nice to see you in spring training. Now, spring training is changing a little bit for you. What is happening?
They're sending me down after the game today, and, you know, it's been a great experience. I wasn't able to get the results that I wanted, but personally, I feel good about where I am right now, and I definitely getting myself ready for the season.
Well, people tell me, and of course Doug Greenwald, who calls the game in Fresno, you know, you're on the verge all the time, then you run into a wall or something happens and an injury happens, and that's really been sort of the story of your career.
Yeah, you know, I don't look at it that way. You know, things happen. You know, I'm looking forward to this season. I'm looking forward to being out there every day and doing whatever I can to help whatever club I'm on win. So,
how do you feel about a hitter right now? And I always say you like to see a hitter sort of control the at bat, and you know what's coming, and you guess right or you see it early and you put the bat on the ball. How you doing at that?
You know, you said it. I mean, it's about controlling the bat, you know, getting in hitters' counts, swinging at your pitch, and controlling what you can control. And when you're not successful is when you're swinging at his pitch or you're swinging at a pitch that he wants you to swing at during that bat. So definitely spring training is a good time to work on that. And, you know, that's something I'm going to continue to work on throughout this spring and, you know, during the season.
Roger Kieschnick with us, fans. I know we get a lot of calls about Roger. Have you achieved that in the minor leagues? When you do hit in the minor leagues, do you feel you've achieved that control of the at-bat?
You know, that's something you always going to have to work on, no matter what. Every game, every at-bat. And that's when you're successful, is whenever you're able to get into that hitter's count or work the at-bat in your way. And I think that's really the key, and that's the growing-up part about being in the minor leagues.
Well, you've done it. As I say, your numbers have been there in the minor leagues, and now you got a chance to do it again on a ball club that's always looking for power, and you are a power hitter.
Yeah, definitely. I'm able to. That's my strength. My strength is able to drive the ball to gap to gap and to drive runners in, and that's what I feel that that's the key part of my game. Wow. And when I'm able to do that is, you know, it's definitely a
It works. Just stay on the field. That's what I'll tell you. Just stay on the field, and it looks like you put the baseball part of the game together. So that's what you got to do. Roger Kieschnick with us. All right, there's another aspect to you, and that is autograph collecting, which I just learned about. And over the years, growing up myself, you know, an autograph collector, but you've been afflicted with this. Tell us about it.
When I was little, my dad bought season tickets to the Rangers. I'm from Dallas, and we go to almost every game. We'd get out there early for batting practice, and he would check home run balls, and I'd be waiting in line for autographs. So that's kind of how it started, and I just continue to collect, and it's something I enjoy doing.
All right, so what do you got? Who are some of your favorites, and how did it all come about? Well, you got them.
Most of the guys, I guess it's more like the experience of meeting the player. And, you know, I've Rivera, the Yankees closer, Mariano Rivera. Our tickets were right next to the bullpen at Ranger Stadium. So whenever the Yankees would come in town, we'd always go to those games. So being able to talk to him and getting his autograph, it's something I'll never forget.
All right, now that's a favorite, Mariano Rivera. Now you're in the game, and you know people behind us are going to be asking you for autographs and all that. Do you still try to get autographs while you're in the game here? If you run across people, do it all the time. Yeah. Autograph bats and balls, we see it all the time. Umpires do it.
No, actually, not yet. I kind of want to establish myself a little bit before I start asking for stuff. So that's. I've definitely asked for Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and Gaylord and asked for those guys, but I'm definitely I kind of wait a little bit on everyone else.
All right, Roger Kieschnick with us. You ever write to people and send them a card and ask for an autograph? Believe it or not, Jerry DePoto, the general manager of the Angels, has a huge collection of that. He collected that way.
No, I've never done it. Never done it that way. I'd rather meet them and get their autograph that way.
Well, it's the connection with the player, and I know that's why fans love to just meet someone. That moment that you make that connection with the player. All right, so you feel okay about Fresno, obviously, and you've been there before, and what you have to do?
Definitely. I know exactly what I have to do, and you know, that's where I'm looking forward to it, okay. I guess you could say.
Yeah, and they told you to work on certain things, I assume?
Pretty much they just say stay healthy. So, but yeah, and then, you know, try to get better each and every day, work on every aspect of the game, and, you know, continue to improve.
Stay healthy, all right? That's the advice. Don't run into any walls in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
And look, Willie Mays told me, he said he never ran into a wall. And if he said it, I think you could do that, too.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Roger, thanks so much. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.